We celebrate the solemnity of the most sacred heart of Jesus, ang kamahal-mahalang puso. Mahal-mahal or banal-banal? Banal-banal, sorry. Okay, well anyway, puso ni Jesus. It's a very profound feast, and yet it has a very simple way of being conveyed to us. So the combination of simplicity and great richness is part of the beauty of this feast and of this devotion. Well, before we go to the profound and the beautiful, let's start with something earthly and familiar and ordinary. Advertising, marketing. You know that when a company wants to get you to buy a product, they don't give a long list of ingredients or a book about how it's manufactured. They just give you a picture. So one chicken joy dripping with gravy, or maybe a beautiful girl biting into the chicken joy with her eyes closed and just delighted at how delicious it is. That one image says a lot more than a whole bunch of words about how they manufacture chicken joy or how it gets to you. Now, we all know that when you buy a product, it doesn't always look like what it looks like in the advertisement. But that doesn't matter, because they get you to buy it. That's the accomplishment. So companies do this all the time. We're bombarded with advertising all the time. It's much more effective if they can get our attention quickly with an image than if they want us to learn a lot about the product or read a lot about the product. So there's not that many words in advertising. Okay, that's very common, familiar to us. Now, companies want to do more than sell their products. They want to sell their brand. They don't just want to sell you chicken joy. They want you to think of Jollibee as the source of your happiness. So they just show a picture of the face of the Jollibee, and that's enough. Or the M, if we're using McDonald's as another example. Just that yellow curved M shape is enough for people to say, oh, that conveys the whole brand. And that's like companies have these logos. Okay, there's a Honda car there. A Honda, it's just an H in a circle, a big H. Well, if you know what the H stands for Honda. If you know what Honda stands for, you know the company, you know the products. And companies are very, very protective of their brand. They want to make sure that people have a positive association with the logo or the symbol, because it's a disaster if people start to associate that one symbol with low quality products or dishonest business practices or cheating or whatever, scandals. That they don't want that. Okay, so that's very ordinary earthly stuff. Advertising, product advertising, branding. Now let's go, and that's okay. I mean, that's how we communicate. Now, God has much more to offer us than any company. And he has lots of products. In fact, everything in creation is a product. So if we see something beautiful, and there's a lot of beauty in creation, plants, animals, stars, and the sun, the moon, and people, the most beautiful creations are the human beings. We say, oh my goodness, these are products of the company. These are creations of God. These are gifts to us. But because of the fallen world we're in, and because of our own fallen condition, we don't always associate the product with the company that produces it. We don't get the message. So God said, well, in order to, I'm giving my people more than just products. I want to give them myself. I want to give them the whole company. So he sends his son. Everything God wants to offer us is contained in Jesus Christ. He's the whole package. And he gives his whole self to us. Now, we celebrated this in a beautiful way last Sunday, Feast of Corpus Christi. How does Jesus give his whole self to us? How can he repeatedly give his whole self to us, and how can we receive him? Well, he puts himself in the packaging of simple form of bread and wine, the Eucharist. Extraordinary, extraordinary. Today's feast is related to this. God is always looking for ways to convey the fullness of his gift of himself to us. How can he show us? How can he reveal to us in a way that penetrates our dullness and our ignorance? How can he show us how much he has for us, how much love he has for us? How can he reveal that he is love, and all love for us? Well, like a company that uses a logo, in the 17th century, the Lord said, I'm going to use this image of a heart that is on fire, a heart that is pierced, a heart that has these thorns piercing it, a heart that's glowing. Maybe this logo will capture this for the people. Now, if you know how it works in marketing, you don't start with the logo. You don't just show people an H because they don't know what it is. It doesn't mean anything. If you went to a place, and it probably isn't a place in the whole world that doesn't recognize that yellow M, well, if they didn't know what it meant, the logo wouldn't convey any meaning. So you can't start with the logo. You have to start with the products. You have to start with experience of the goodness that comes from the company. Well, this is Jesus. He didn't show the image like this of the Sacred Heart in the beginning, because it wouldn't have meant anything. If you just show a person who's never been exposed to Christianity or to Catholicism a picture of a burning heart, they wouldn't necessarily know that that meant God. They might not even know what it was. You know, the images only make sense if we understand what they're conveying. I remember seeing a picture of a shrine in India. I suppose it was Hindu, although I don't know that much about Hinduism, but it was one of these, they have many gods and goddesses in Hinduism. It was one of these, clearly what looks like a human figure, but with lots of arms, you know, maybe 8 or 10 arms, and all the arms are in different positions. I said, what in the world is that? That image doesn't mean anything to me. I don't understand it. It doesn't convey meaning. It just looks like something weird. Now, so if someone didn't know what a burning heart with a wound in the side of it, if someone didn't know what that was, it wouldn't convey any meaning. But we who are here celebrating the solemnity of the Sacred Heart should know this symbol of the Sacred Heart, even if it's, here it's much easier to understand when it's the heart on the person. It's obviously Jesus and that's his heart. But sometimes it just shows the heart. You know, it's the badge that people sometimes wear, a badge of it. What does that convey? That is divine love. That is the whole gift of God himself to us. God is love. It was in our second reading today. God is love. Yeah. And whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him. So when we receive this symbol of the Sacred Heart, it's a sign that we receive this love that wants to reign in us. God wants to remain in us and for us to remain in him. Okay. Jesus, in today's gospel, describes himself as being meek and humble of heart. You know this passage. It's very famous. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. It's an invitation. The invitation of love revealing himself to us so that we will buy the product, so that we'll be attracted to what he has to offer. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Now, yokes are not attractive to us. Yokes are burdens to us. We don't like being burdened. We don't like having yokes. We don't like having responsibility. There's something in our nature that resists it, but that has to be overcome. It's like when we like the product, but we don't like to pay the price. We like to have the chicken joy, but we don't want to spend the money. Well, that's the way it is. You have to spend the money to get the product. You have to take the yoke. You have to take the whole package. Here it is. Take my yoke upon you, the yoke of God's will, God's plan for us. It's not something we decide purely on our own. We belong to Him. We take that yoke. And then He says, "For I am meek and humble of heart," there's the heart, "and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." Now that's a verbal way of trying to convey to us what the symbol of the Sacred Heart is trying to convey. Perhaps we don't need more words than that. If we understand what the symbol means, if we understand what the words mean, we're standing before the most profound gift. God, who is all love, pouring Himself out in love for us and inviting us to welcome Him, inviting us to come to Him, inviting us to benefit from the product that He's advertising. We don't have to. We don't have to come to Him. But if we don't, we will not find rest. We will remain burdened with a much heavier yoke than His yoke. So this feast day is intended as a revelation of, well, of everything. Everything that Jesus has done for us, everything that God has in mind for us, all contained in this symbol of the pierced, burning, Sacred Heart of Jesus. So let's welcome this. Let's welcome this invitation, this, I don't want to say advertisement anymore because it seems so lowly, but let's welcome this image, which is conveying to us the fullness of God's gift to us, the gift of His divine love.